Hello, I'm Father Daniel Bowen, currently the Director of Vocations of the Order of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Mercy, or the Mercedarian Friars here in the United States of America. And it's my pleasure to be a part of this delightful, inspiring Marian Summit. And right now to give a reflection on the Blessed Virgin Mary as she is known as a Mother of Fairest Love. But before we get started, let's begin with a prayer, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Holy Virgin, you are my good mother, and by excellence, the mother of fairest love. You have obtained for me many graces during the course of my life. Be pleased to obtain one more favor, which will crown all the rest. This is to love my God, to love him purely, to love him ardently, to love him constantly as long as I shall remain on earth, that I may have the happiness of loving him eternally with thee in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you have your Bible with you, I would invite you to turn to Sirach, that's in the Old Testament, chapter 24, and we're going to be looking at verses 17 through 21. Again, that's Sirach, chapter 24, verses 17 to 21. Sacred tradition has often attributed this passage as referring to our Blessed Mother. So, Sacred Scriptures in the book of Sirach says, I bud forth delights like the vine. My blossoms become fruit fair and rich. I am the mother of fair love and of fear, and of knowledge and of holy hope. Come to me, all you that yearn for me, and be filled with my fruits. You will remember me as sweeter than honey, better to have than the honeycomb. Whoever eats of me will hunger still. Whoever drinks of me will thirst for more. Whoever obeys me will not be put to shame. Whoever serves me will never fail. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Calcutta is in the nation of India. It is the original location of the Missionaries of Charity founded by St. Teresa of Calcutta back in the 1950s. In her words, Mother Teresa said that it would care for, quote, the hungry, the naked, the homeless, the crippled, the blind, the lepers, all those people who feel unwanted, unloved, uncared for throughout society, people that have become a burden to the society and are shunned by everyone. First, there was founded a hospice named Kalighat, the home of the pure heart, and then soon after, a home for those suffering from Hansen's disease or leprosy. That house called Shantinagar, City of Peace. Now, of course, today there is multi-drug therapy, or MDT, which cures the condition formerly known as leprosy, now known as Hansen's disease. But again, this has only been developed in recent decades. Now, many decades ago, back when Mother Teresa was beginning, an American tourist paid a visit to Mother Teresa's City of Peace, mainly out of curiosity. And he was impressed by this community of Catholic sisters caring for these outcasts. He was attracted particularly by one of these self-serving women for her youth, her beauty. Her evident refinement drew his attention. Now he came to discover that she was an American girl. And so he sought an introduction. And he told her, Sister, I would not do this work that you are doing for $10,000 a year. No, replied the sister, nor would I do it for $100,000 or even for $1 million a year. Really, said the stranger, you surprise me. What then do you receive? Nothing, answered the sister. Absolutely nothing. Then why do you do it? Well, the sister then lifted the crucifix hanging from her rosary, kissed it sweetly, and explained simply, I do it for the love of him, for Jesus who died for the love of men and for the love of me. In the loathsome ulcers of these lepers, I see the wounds of my crowned and crucified Savior. It's hard to imagine a love greater than that of a selfless young woman who would leave home and the comfortable life in order to bury herself in the service of people with running sores, people with depressed spirits, and those in need of constant attention. The sane world admires such Christ-like service and love. Yet there was another woman whose love for Christ was even greater than this. And as you might have guessed, it was Mary, and is Mary, the mother of Jesus. We may call her the mother of fairest love. And that's because of the unique and the unequaled, unparalleled love that she has for God and for man. Mary's love of her neighbor is heroic to an extraordinary degree. Mary's fairest love of God and neighbor is meant to serve as an incentive to each and every one of us. Love, one might come to understand, especially as we mature in life, love is more than just a feeling. Love is a divine power which helps us to respect and honor God above all things for his own sake and our neighbors as ourselves as God has commanded us. Love is the fulfilling of the law. The command of charity is the first, the fundamental, the greatest command of Jesus Christ. As we hear in the Gospel of St. Matthew in the 22nd chapter, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Charity, my friends, is a holy fire in the heart of a man. Charity is the most necessary of all the virtues. Without it, nothing matters. With it, everything becomes worthwhile in the eyes of Almighty God. And the Blessed Virgin Mary possesses this great virtue of charity in the highest and to the most exalted degree. How so? Well, first, the love of Mary for God and neighbor is an unmatched, a unique love. Because she keeps her mind continually fixed on God. Other thoughts come to her. Certainly when she was on earth, they came to her, and they come to her now for her place in heaven. But always, these thoughts were in the light of God's love. Secondly, she directs all the desires of her hearts, just like arrows, pointing, aiming, and hitting the mark, towards God. Human desires will come to human hearts, and they must be directed, like Mary's, in the light of God's love. Third, Mary directs all the sentiments of her soul toward God and neighbor. Our feelings and emotions are often unstable and wayward. If we but direct them to God, and we are fulfilling one phase of the love of God. And finally, Mary's life is not a string of interrupted acts of charity, such as we find in the lives of some of the saints, but rather her life is one continuous act of love. Our love is often like a flower, which we pluck and give a petal here and there to Almighty God. But Mary's love is like one complete flower offered with one complete act of generosity. Mary surpasses really all others, not only in her love of God, but again also in her love of neighbor. She has heard Jesus tell that the love of neighbor is the second wing of the love of God. St. John the Evangelist is the writer of love, which he learned not only from Jesus, but from long and tender association with Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of fair love. We see that love in Mary's conversation with the Archangel Gabriel. We see it when she learned that Elizabeth, her cousin, was expecting a child, and when she set out to visit her cousin to offer her assistance. We see Mary's thoughtful charity at the marriage feast of Cana. We see it in her anxious search for Jesus when he was lost in the temple. We see her love when she braved the boos and the stares of the mob on the way of the cross. We see love in her tears standing beneath the cross. That mother's love has continued through the centuries. It has been the inspiration of heroic deeds of charity in every age, in every land. Those women that I mentioned, serving the poor and the lepers, but not just those women there, not only in Calcutta and India, but then now throughout the world, and those even here in our own United States, those consecrated women who received their inspiration from the example of Mary, the mother of fairest love. Mary's love for her neighbor is a motive for our charity. It stimulates love. We see this constantly in the works of charity performed with the protection of Our Lady. Hundreds of hospitals and orphanages around the world are run by the power of Mary's love. Hundreds of thousands of consecrated women around the globe give their lives to serving the sick and the poor and the orphans and the aged, and yes, including the dying. They give up everything. Many give up even their own name and take instead the name of some saint, prefixing it with the name of Mary, because she is the inspiration of the love that they show towards Christ's most needy ones. The Blessed Virgin Mary is an inspiration to you and to me in daily life. When a thought, word, or act of charity is in order, or it's called for, think on our Blessed Mother. Think on her, and charity will become second nature. Love and charity after the model of Mary is not burdensome. It is fair and beautiful here and hereafter, when the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of fairest love, will smile with her approval. Let's end in prayer, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, your lowly handmaid, the Virgin Mary, is resplendent in your presence with the glory of her Son and the beauty of holiness. Grant that, like her, we may seek only what is true and just, and so come before you, the origin of all beauty, and the author of pure and fairest love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ through Mary.